All right, Alexander, we have some news that, as I think we were pretty sure it was going to happen, Trump commutes Roger Stone's prison sentence. President Trump has commuted the 40-month prison sentence of longtime advisor Roger Stone. I'm taking this from Zero Hedge. I sent you a message the other day to take a look at the Mark Dice interview with Roger Stone. It's about an hour-long interview. And Roger Stone seemed pretty relaxed during that interview and pretty confident that Trump was going to pardon him. Even though he was about to go to prison in like a week or so, he seemed pretty relaxed. And I was like, okay, maybe he knows something that we don't. And sure enough, the next day we get this news. Let me just read you two quick tweets, one from Trump and one from Pelosi. And you can dig into this story. And the tweet from Trump is, Roger Stone was targeted by an illegal witch hunt that never should have taken place. It is the other side that are criminals, including Biden and Obama, who spied on my campaign and got caught. And got caught is in all caps, by the way. And then Pelosi tweeted, President Trump's decision to commute the sentence of top campaign advisor Roger Stone, who could directly implicate him in criminal misconduct, is an act of staggering corruption. Okay, we expected this from Pelosi and the left. They're going crazy because Stone also, there's a tweet going around the internet of Roger Stone dancing after he heard the news, and he was dancing to Tone Loc's Wild Things, and that's going around the internet as well. So Stone obviously is happy, and he's rubbing it in to the Democrats as well, to the witch hunt Democrats. So Alexander, what do you make of this news?
Well, I think it's entirely I think it's entirely the right decision. I mean, the cruelty of the comments of people like Pelosi never ceases to amaze me. I mean, Roger Stone is an elderly man. He's not a danger to anyone. Do you really want to send a person like him to prison for 40 months? In other words, for the rest of his life. I mean, this is absolute lunacy. And I'm going to come in a moment to the charges that he faced and what he was convicted for and how utterly disproportionate his sentence was. But I just want to make one important point. It's very interesting to see what Donald Trump has done. Donald Trump commuted Roger Stone's sentence. So Stone is not going to go to prison. What Trump didn't do is he didn't pardon Stone. Now, that's not because he thinks Stone is guilty. He's made it very clear that he thinks this case should never have been brought at all. It is because he expects that Stone will win on appeal. And Trump is again doing the same thing that he did with Flynn. In other words, he is allowing the criminal process, the appeal process, to run its course in the expectation that Stone will have on appeal his entire conviction quashed and that he will be vindicated. And as a result of him being vindicated, so will Trump be. It's the same strategy as was followed with Flynn. The difference between Flynn and Stone is that Stone was about to be sent to prison, and Donald Trump very quick. Correctly and very properly has acted immediately to stop it. Now, I want to talk about what Roger Stone has been convicted about. He has been convicted because back in 2016, he bragged about having stronger connections with WikiLeaks than he actually did. He just made up stories, and he went to Congress and he made up same stories. And he got into sort of arguments with one particular individual who was able to prove that this wasn't the case. And that person has come forward and he said at no point in time did he feel threatened by Stone or really pressured by Stone. This is the way Stone behaves. Everybody knows what he's like. Nobody on the receiving end of all of this took it seriously. None of Stone's lies were in any way important or defrauded anything or made any kind of confusion. The only reason why Stone was prosecuted at all was in order to give some color to this Russiagate conspiracy theory hoax, which frankly hasn't got any substance to it. And look at what Pelosi is doing. She's again playing the same game. She says that Stone has information which is can implicate Trump, and that's why Trump has let Stone go free. What information? The two barely know each other. They've hardly met. It's been established. We've had investigation after investigation. Mueller, Horowitz, Durham now is coming along, all kinds of people. They've established that there was no collusion at all. And here we see Pelosi still dragging along, still pretending that there is something there, that there is some connection between Stone, some illegal connection, illicit connection between Stone and Trump, when we know for a fact that there is none. I mean, it's just, I mean, my jaw drops when I see this. And the amazing thing is, of course, the media in the United States and the social media to a great extent in the United States, instead of calling out Nancy Pelosi on that lie, because she knows the truth about this, I mean, she's deliberately and intentionally telling an untruth in that tweet. Well, they're all silent. They let it happen. They let it pass. I mean, I find that outrageous. I mean, I think it's the Speaker of the House of Representatives, a person who was telling us about how she, you know, how Catholic and religious she was, and how she prays for the president. You remember all that Uriah Heep stuff that was going on at the time of the impeachment? She comes along and she says something like this. I mean, you know, what is happening to the United States when the Speaker of the House of Representatives can come along and tweet about the president in such a way, saying something which she must know isn't true?
Pelosi's just pure evil.
Absolutely.
She doesn't pray to any god.
Well, of course not.
She may pray to the guy down there, but not to the guy up there. Anyway, Alexandra, I mean, she's a nutcase. Pelosi, just a pure nutcase.
Absolutely. I mean, it's deranged.
Yeah,
But
she's
it, you
deranged.
know, think how many times, by the way, one is told, you know, in the media, on Twitter, about, you know, by all kinds of people, about, you know, Trump's lies, how often he tells lies, fake news, things of that kind. Here we have this Nancy Pelosi. I mean, Trump, by the way, I mean, I think that's wildly exaggerated about Trump, to the exaggerated to the point of being false about him also. But this is a completely calculated untruth that Pelosi is saying. It's just ridiculous.
That's her
It's
whole
just
political
ridiculous.
career,
Well, I
calculated
don't
untruths.
exactly.
But
Yeah.
there was also, during the Roger Stone case, there was also the four women. Is that what they're called? Four women?
This
So
way.
four men, four women. Anyway, the four woman was actually tweeting about how much she hates Trump,
Yes.
and I don't know if
Yes.
she was also connecting that to Roger Stone in her tweets, but she was obviously biased. You can't
Yeah.
have that. So it was already a
Yeah.
flawed, a poisoned trial to begin with.
Yes.
Jack Posobiec, I believe he's with One American Network, Jack
Yes.
Posobiec, he's actually confirming what you're saying with your analysis. He said this in a tweet: just got off the phone with Roger Stone. This is 16 hours ago. Just got off the phone with Roger Stone. He is a free man. He added that he is going to continue to fight his case in the appeals court and also do whatever he can to support the full exoneration of General Flynn. So there you have it.
Well, there you go. I mean, the point about the biased forewoman is extremely important, because of course that is extremely relevant to the appeal. If a person goes, if a juror goes in, if the jury are already biased before even the trial begins, that is an important fact in any appeal, and it calls into question, as you correctly said, as this person correctly says, the entire legitimacy and impartiality of the trial process. So I've no doubt. I mean, you know, Stone has made it very. I mean, Stone has made it very clear that he's going to press ahead with his appeals. Trump and Stone's legal team have clearly been in communication with each other. This is, you're absolutely right, by the way, that interview which you sent me, Stone clearly knew what was coming. I mean, looking back on it, I mean, it's obvious that he knew what was coming. So this is a strategy that they've worked out together. They're not going, he Trump very properly and rightly has not let Stone go to prison. I mean, it's difficult to convey how trivial the case against Stone actually is. I mean, you know, somebody comes along and tells a few porkies, which is what he basically did. He bragged. He told porkies. And you sent a man to prison for that for 40 months? Bear in mind, these stories that he said had no material consequence. The only basis you can say that they had a consequence is because supposedly they interfered with the conduct of the Mueller investigation. We know what the Mueller investigation was all about. That was weaving fictions, investigating a crime which never existed. And with all the information we've now got from Horowitz and from, you know, all those people, we know that the Mueller people never knew it never existed. They weren't even investigating. They weren't even investigating Russia collusion by the time they got round to dealing with Stone. They were trying to fabricate, I use that word calculatedly, they were trying to fabricate a case against Trump on obstruction. So, I mean, yeah, the whole thing is just complete and utter nonsense. Yes, maybe you could argue on a technical level that, you know, Stone broke some laws, but, you know, most people in their lives, I mean, I was reading actually somewhere that, you know, in most European countries, regulations are now so complicated that most people, you know, get through the day breaking around 20 laws and they're not even aware of it. So, I mean, you know, this was a trivial, frivolous case, oppressively conducted. I mean, you remember how many people came to arrest him? You know, 20 armed FBI agents, you know, to arrest an old man who could have just been called in. I mean, there was no reason. I mean, they knew where he was, you know, sort of sending SWAT teams to arrest him on a case that was so trivial, so marginal, so completely lacking in any substance or reality behind it. And, you know, I come back, I'm sorry, because, you know, Pelosi has really annoyed me on this, comes along and tweets and says this, spins this fantasy of corruption on the part of Trump and some kind of terrible secret that Stone has, which Trump is anxious that he shouldn't reveal. I mean, you're just making it, they're just making it up.
If they do this to Stone, which I'm going to ask you a question about what they did to Stone in a minute, but if they get Stone for bragging, then what should they do to Mueller, who wasted so much time and money, a lot of money, 30 million plus, on a bogus investigation they knew was bogus? What do we do with Adam Schiff, who was told lie after lie after lie? He knows he's telling lies. What about Brennan, Clapper, Yovanovitch, Vindman, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder? I mean, the list goes on and on and on
Absolutely.
of
Absolutely.
all the people that have said lies, especially people that have said lies under oath, serious lies under oath. Joe Biden and Barack Obama, who actually went to sabotage a US president, an elected US president. What do we do about them? What do we do about Comey? So that's my first common question. But my second, the important question that I want to ask you in all of this is, you kind of hinted at it. During the Mark Dice interview, Stone said that CNN arrived on the scene, I think you said 14 minutes before the feds arrived.
Yes.
And Stone said, if that's not collusion between law enforcement and mainstream media in order to send a message to other people that if you support Trump, we're going to come after you as well. In other words, this was a coordinated hit job, a political persecution of someone, something that you would see not in the United States of America, but in another country that is authoritarian, a dictatorship, however you want to, you know, categorize it. But 14 minutes, CNN is on the scene at his house. The feds come. and make this big production. This was a political hit job. And this was about sending a message that if you support Trump, we're going to come and get you, and we're going to make an example out of you, and we're going to humiliate you, and we're also going to put you in jail for the maximum term.
Well, indeed. I mean, all the people you listed have said, to be very clear, lies that are far more serious than anything that Roger Stone is alleged, any kind of lie that he ever told. I mean, certainly in this connection. And you can go back further. You can go back to all the way back to Bill Clinton, when President of the United States, coming along to a court, a divorce court, and a claim, you know, denying having an affair with Monica Lewinsky on oath. I mean, people tend to forget that, but, you know, he did do that. So, I mean, you know, this is a minor infraction by a frankly not very hugely important person. Those are hugely serious things by very important people. Why did they go after Stone and not why does the Justice Department not go after all these other people? For exactly the reason you said, this was a grossly political prosecution. It was political. It was oppressive, deeply oppressive. When you talk about collusion with CNN being, you know, alerted and coming along with all their TV cameras and all this ridiculous show at Roger Stone's home. I mean, that I would have thought, by the way, is an appeal point. It's an appeal. I would personally view this as an appeal point. But I am not familiar with human rights law in the United States. But in Europe, under the European Convention for Human Rights, a political prosecution, a prosecution brought for political purposes in this way, is judged as unsound and not based in law and oppressive and a violation of human rights. I have no hesitation in saying Roger Stone's human rights have been grossly violated in this case, and that's why Donald Trump was absolutely right not to allow him to go to prison.
All right, so real quickly, what's next? I imagine that Stone is going to take this to trial. He'll win. And Stone should now send some lawsuits to various people, correct?
I hope you should. I think if given, as I said, we're talking about a grossly politicized investigation, I think he absolutely should. We'll see what he does. I mean, the problem is with the United States, it's become so clear to me that we have this utterly dysfunctional political system in the United States now. We have institutions like the FBI and the CIA, which have essentially gone rogue, as was shown over the course of the Russiagate hoax. And we have courts that are going rogue also. I mean, I realized that over the travel ban executive order that Trump signed shortly after he became president, with all these courts all over the United States, you know, saying it was illegal or unlawful or whatever it was. And it was clear to me, you know, as somebody who's not, you know, deep knowledge of US law, that it wasn't. And it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And it had to take the Supreme Court to sort this all out. Now we got the lunacy of the Flynn case, where a federal judge, Judge Sullivan, refuses to do what the Justice Department and the DC Court of Appeals are telling him to do, is actually challenging an order of a higher court so that he can sentence Flynn after Flynn has been proved completely innocent. And in fact, we've just had more information about Flynn has come to light, which is the Justice Department released even more papers to Sidney Powell, that's Flynn's lawyer, on Friday, which apparently conclude, I haven't seen these papers, but apparently they conclusively prove that the Justice Department knew when they began this case against Flynn that Flynn was not lying about these conversations with Kislyak, was telling the truth as he recalled it, and that Flynn, the Justice Department knew that he was not a Russian agent or a Russian asset, and that the Logan Act theory was nonsense. So, I mean, you know, in spite of all that, we still have Judge Sullivan trying to find ways to send Flynn to prison. I mean, it's just so given that this is so, yes, I agree, Roger Stone should win. But when things are so dysfunctional, you can't be sure of anything anymore.
Crazy. All right, we'll be following this story. It hasn't ended just
Yeah.
yet. Alexander Mercurius, editor-in-chief of The Durant, thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Drop us a comment as well. Smash that like. Go to PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe Star. And please send us a donation. Your donations really help us out a lot. And go to the Durant shop, pick up some new magic mugs that we have. We have all kinds of great magic mugs. And let's also do a quick shout out to our friends at Patriotic Legacy. They have the contest for the Patriot Beacon 3. When you go to their site, patrioticlegacy.com, you'll find a link in the description box down below. And you make any purchase, you will be automatically entered into the contest. Use the code Duran20 to get a 20% discount as well. When you make a purchase at the Patriotic Legacy, you're automatically entered. They ship all over the world. It is the best flashlight, the best torch, as Alexander calls it, in the world as well, Alexander.
Torch is British English. Flashlight is, I think, what you call it in the United States. And this is made in the United States. And it is the best flashlight or torch in the world. I say that without any hesitation. It has that incredible quality that so many products, that the United States makes, have. It's strong, not just strong, it feels indestructible. It's rugged. It gives you incredible confidence when you hold it. You know immediately that you have a quality product in your hands, and it looks like so many great American products do, both purposeful and actually beautiful. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. Now, as a torch, Alex is absolutely right. It is the best in the world. It has the most amazingly powerful beam. You can see it there. I don't want to keep it on too long because, of course, it blinds people if I keep it too long. But it's got the extraordinary powerful long beam. It provides light. It feels like daylight. It's a beautiful clear light. You can see immense distances in extraordinary detail in the darkest places, in forests and woods, on the road, if you have to do it on the road. It's incredibly beautiful, powerful light. If you don't want it too strong, if you've got people around, you can actually dim it. It's got a dim function. And if you're walking down the road in a dark place, well, you can flash it like this, and that alerts people to the fact that you're there. There's another way of alerting people to the fact that you're there. If you want to call them to you quickly, or if you're walking dogs like I'm doing, well, like I do when I carry this at night, well, you can do an alarm, and it calls them. They come. They're immediately alerted to your presence, and they can come to you. If you get lost, it's got a compass in the handle. And of course, it's got another extraordinary quality, which is that it's solar powered. So you don't have to worry about batteries. You just keep it out in the light and it will recharge. It will always be there for you. And that's enormously useful, not just because if you're absent-minded like me and you forget to put batteries, well, you don't have to worry about that anymore because it's always there for you. But also, if you have other appliances that you need to recharge, you've got a port there. And you can just recharge your smartphone or your laptop or your tablet without any problem. So it's got all of those qualities. It's got something else, of course. It's also a tool. You can use it as a tool. It can act as a hammer. Or, if you're in an accident or you find somebody else who's in an accident and you have to break a windscreen, well, you can do that. And if it's somebody in a car and you have to cut them out of the car, well, it's also got a seatbelt cutter there also. Alex calls it the Swiss Army knife of flashlights. That's exactly what it is. It has everything you could possibly want from a flashlight. It is a beautiful, marvelous, rugged, strong thing. You can attach it to the side of your car because you've got a magnet there, but it's always in your reach and in your hands. And it's made by our friends at Patriotic Legacy, and it's the Patriot Beacon. And Alex, at the end of the program, will remind you how you can get one. You have to have one of these, the best flashlight in the world. And of course, we don't just have flashlights that we can show you, because we are refreshing our own products in our shop. We've got, as Alex rightly said, a magnificent new series of our famous magic mugs, the best mugs in the world, bar none. Say I, the great expert on mugs. I've been drinking tea and coffee since I was a teenager, and I've drunk through hundreds, probably thousands of mugs. So I can say without any hesitation that these are the best. And here they are. Here are some of the new ones. You can see there the flag of the United States with the double-headed eagle of the Duran. You've got the flag of Australia, another great English-speaking nation. We've also got Britain somewhere. And we've got Greece, little Greece. You can see Greece there too. It's a smaller mug. This is 11 ounces. This is a 15-ounce mug. Better perhaps for, you know, your double espresso in the morning, if that's what you want, as I often do, by the way, or your Greek coffee. It's perhaps a neater mug for that. So these are amazing, wonderful mugs. We also have the best shirts in the world, polo shirts like the one I'm wearing now, T-shirts, long sleeve, short sleeve, V-neck shirts, all 100% cotton, and we are going to have a wonderful new range of those coming too. And we have, of course, hats, hoodies, and stickers, and we've got ebooks, an ever-expanding library of ebooks. You will find them all in our shop. So get yourself a Patriot Beacon, Patriot Beacon 3, I think Alex said it was, and the best flashlight in the world. Get yourself one of our new magic mugs. You know, America, Australia are there, and support the Duran, go to our shop, see the great new range of products that's coming out, and Alex will tell you how.
TheDuranShop.com, you'll find the link in the description box down below under the video, and also the Patriotic Legacy Patriot Beacon 3 contest. Enter Duran 20 at checkout for a 20% discount as well. You will find the link for their website in the description box down below. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.